Hello, and welcome to episode 118 of Bardic Quest. Johan is still in a weakened state, but our heroes have finally caught up once again with the Black Spider, who is now holding Gundren Rockseeker hostage. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. So, as it currently stands, the Black Spider, Halfrin Loren, has Gundren in his midst, or his mitts, depending on whichever you'd prefer, and is holding his staff up to his face, threateningly, towards you, Thoric, and Sergei. Johan and Saga, I believe you are on the lower level. Mm-hmm. Sergei, you have summoned a mage hand to hold a rock up against the back of the Black Spider to try and make him believe, as it seemingly you have, make him believe that there is somebody else also behind him ready to spring an ambush. And the Black Spider, who has been trying to convince you that talking is the optimal option right now, has realized that perhaps the two of you are not up for talking, and has now gotten into the readied stance to take you on. So, let us roll some initiative. Obviously, yourself, Johan, and Saga, obviously also included in this.
Could we hear what happened? Remind me.
Yes, you will have heard it, yes.
I knew I should change the voice.
Alright.
So it's me and who at the top, and who's on the
So
rope.
Thoric and Sergei, you are at the top. Yeah. Saga and Johan, you are on the level below with a rope to climb up, should you want to. Sergei, what are you on?
A natural one.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And
your initiative bonus is a plus one, so that puts you at two, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Thoric?
Seven.
All right. Saga?
13.
Okay. And Johan?
Eight.
Come on, man.
That's real slow.
Oh, I need to do Gundren as well. As useful as he will be.
Gundren is secretly a level 20 barbarian.
He's not been pulling his weight this entire campaign. Right.
Now would be a good time.
All right. So the turn order is going to go thusly. First, it'll be Saga. Then it'll be Gundren. Then it'll be the Black Spider. Then Johan. Then Thoric. Then Sergei. So, Saga, you have heard the threat of death come from Halfrin Loren from up above. Johan looking in his weakened state just across from you. a rope climbing up to the ledge above, only about 10 feet above. What would you like to do?
What? Obviously, Johan's max hit point is like 7.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
But what is he on? What are you on? Are you on 7? Please tell me
you're on 7.
Good.
He is okay. On full good, hit points.
I am as healthy as I can be.
Yeah. How far is Halfren from me?
You can't tell.
How? I can't tell.
Because he's on the ledge above you.
Can I see him?
No.
Like, can I? No. Okay. She's going to turn to Johan and go, stay here, and then start climbing up.
That's, all right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Can I get then an athletics check from you, please?
Yeah. Dirty 20.
Very nice. You deftly climb up this rope up onto the ledge. That is going to be your action, of course, to climb up onto the ledge. But you do have a bonus action still available to you. As he is now about 15 feet away from where you are, with Gundren in his grasp.
She's just going to say, let him go. Eyeball him.
And he quickly responds with, oh, more of you, goody. All right. Next up then is Gundren, who is going to use his action to try and break free from the black spider's grip.
Come on, Gundren.
Which actually went better than expected. He stamps on the black spider's foot, which is enough for him to momentarily loosen his grip, as Gundren then breaks free of the black spider and runs towards the ledge and stands next to his dwarf kin, Thoric, for some degree of protection. And that is going to be his go. Next up, we have the black spider, who is going to... He is going to, using his staff, you watch as he conjures forth webbing surrounding the area between you and him to create this almost maze of spider's webs, which is going to make that area between you and him and kind of across to the back wall of the cave, so above Johan's head. It's going to make this area, I believe... let me have a look at web, actually. It's been a while.
Difficult terrain and lightly
difficult terrain,
obscure.
I thought it was, yes. Difficult terrain. And you are also going to have to use a save to try and make sure that you are not restrained every time you start your turn there, or indeed enter the space during your turn. So if you fail it, you become restrained during that time. So he's made himself a nice little protective shield, so to speak, with a smirk upon his face as this web kind of appears all around you. Next up, Johan, you have seen this web appear above you. Everybody else is on that ledge above you. You have 7 hit points of your 7 hit points remaining. What would you like to do?
I momentarily sort of react to Saga's thing, stay here, and he does it for a second and kind of thinks about it, and goes, no, I'm not going to do that. And then goes to climb up the rope.
Okay. Could I please get an athletics check from you?
Yes, sir. You can have a proficient athletics check. Being a rogue.
Grimacing.
That's a 22!
Oh, okay, good. Well, we don't want him to fall off the rope as he's climbing up, is why I'm
oh, that's true. Because
he's very fragile.
How high up his rope?
It climbs up to 10. The ledge is about 10 foot high. So if he failed it.
Okay, so it'd be 1d6 worth of damage. He could survive that. It'll be fine.
I mean, yeah. It might leave him with one. One hit point there. But with the 22, you do manage to successfully climb up the ledge in your fragile state.
Wayne?
Yes.
Is it possible for me to climb to like the edge as if to like peek over? Or do I, as a full action, do I have to get up and stand up? Am I right?
You could have a peek over. You could, because you don't have to use all of your movement.
Would it then take another action for me to pull myself onto the ledge?
No, because movement is a continuation. You've already rolled high enough to be able to climb up, so now it's just about how far can you climb in a single turn, which for you is 15 feet total.
Yes, that's right. So yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll stay like on the rope and do a roguey thing, and maybe I'll ready an action and wait for an opportunity. Hoping that the black spider will stumble upon me, then I can.
So
is that the official term?
So what you're saying is, if he comes to the ledge that he's currently covered in webbing, you're going to strike. Have I got that right?
I'm sorry. Say again. You lagged.
Oh, so you're readying the action so that if the black spider comes to the ledge, which is currently covered in the webbing, that you are then going to strike.
Well, that's a long shot, I'll grant you, but...
I'm just checking, because you've got to obviously declare your trigger and then obviously your action.
Yes, so if the black spider stumbles within my reach, then...
Then you cast stab.
Then...
Yeah.
Then I cast stab.
Right. Wonderful. Okay. Excellent.
That's appropriately rogue-y.
All right. Thoric. You are currently in webbing.
I'm in the web. Okay, you that makes it. Things.
Which means I do need you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
That would be a 7.
Okay. Unfortunately, this webbing has conjured up such that you are currently wrapped in it, which means, I'm afraid to say, you are currently restrained. Now, you can use an action to try and break free. Being restrained means that your speed becomes 0. Attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attacks have disadvantage. And you also have disadvantage on dex saving throws as well, whilst you are restrained.
Oh, so I need to make dex saves to move, and I now have disadvantage on them.
You need to make a dex save at the... hang on. No, so you can use a strength check to break free of the dex save. You don't have to make another... Sorry, strength check to break free of the web. You don't have to make another dex save until you are either starting your turn there, when you're no longer restrained, that is. If you start your turn in the webbing whilst you're no longer restrained, then you'd have to make another dex save. Or if you then re-enter the webbing, you'd have to make another
dex save. And it's difficult terrain, so half movement. Cool, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
In which case, I would like to use my action to try and break out of it.
Okay, so that will be a strength check then, please.
Cool, lovely. Which hopefully will be better. Yes, that is much better. I'm much stronger. That's a dirty 20.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So as this web starts to kind of wrap itself around you, you manage to just burst free of it. It kind of, all the strands kind of going everywhere. That's your action done. You do still have a bonus action, of course.
Okay. Do I still have my movement?
You do still have your movement. Yes.
Okay.
You are
I'm
now
going to
no longer restrained, I believe.
In which case, I'm going to move 15 feet towards him, literally like he's using Gladys to like hack through, and he's like using his strength and just pushing his way through, ripping strands down. He's like battling his way through and gets 15 foot through. So I'm Well, how far was he away from me?
So he was actually 15 feet precisely away, but he has put the webbing right on the edge of him. So you could engage with him within your 15 feet. Because you have it. Actually, what is your speed? You're 25.
30. With,
30, because you've got the boots.
With the boots.
Yeah. So yeah, you could engage with him, but you would still start your next turn in the webbing. And you've used your action, so you can't dash. So you could engage with him at least, but you'd still remain in the webbing.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm just literally like fighting my way towards him, and he just gets there with like web sort of streaking through his beard. He just looks like this just bedraggled, just mad dwarf that's like fighting his way through. Mm-hmm. He's just gonna like grit through his teeth. He's just gonna like, your dirty tricks have run out. And he's just gonna wait there. Just seething.
The black spider at this point has a shit-eating grin on his face as he just stares you down as you seethe in front of him. Mm-hmm. Alright. Next up then, for the final person of the round, Sergei.
Thoric, I'm right behind you.
I do need you to make a dex save first of all, though, please, to see how restrained you are.
How does a 9 look?
You are definitely restrained, so you two would need to use an action to actually move to get to Thoric.
Thoric, I'm on my way. Shit. I'll use my action to break
all right. free. Can I get a strength check then, please?
Just a general strength check?
Yes, please.
That's a 5.
Yes, the halfling is not as quite as brawny as the dwarf, and there's a lot more webbing on you than there was on Thoric, in fairness, and unfortunately you are still restrained. You can still
attack. Don't worry, Thoric! I'm coming! I'll be there any minute now!
You can still attack, but you will, of course, be doing so with disadvantage. Well, you can't now, and unless you've got a bonus action, obviously.
But. Yeah, no, I am unfortunately trapped here.
Okay. Was there any bonus actions you did want to take?
Nope.
Right?
I don't think I have any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. That brings us then to the top of the round for Saga. I also need you to make a dex save, please, to see if you are wrapped up in this webbing.
Dex save. Eleven.
I'm afraid you two are restrained for now, as this webbing has also been conjured up to wrap itself almost like a cocoon around you. So you will need a strength check to end that condition, I'm afraid.
On this turn or next turn?
You can use an action this turn to try and break it.
Well, before I do that, which I will do, she's just gonna shout, coward. Halfred.
And he does chuckle at such a such an insult. Again, this shit-eating grin on his face.
Right? Oh, I hate him so much. Strength check. That is a 13.
Which is the magic number, as you manage to burst free of this webbing. Now no longer restrained, now able to move, and also bonus action available to you.
Able to move?
You are able to move, yes.
How far?
It will be difficult terrain.
So half. How far is shit-eating Grim McGee?
Well, Like Thoric, you can move. Your speed is 30, right? So you
my
can...
speed is 35.
17 and a half.
Because I am of a wolfy persuasion.
You are of a wolfy persuasion, aren't you? How do I want to rule this? I reckon then you could just about skirt past the edge of the webbing to engage with him.
I will.
Outside of the webbing.
I shall.
And the shit-eating grin suddenly seems a little less grinny as you emerge from the webs. any bonus action you'd like to take?
I do not have that. How many times do you...
I know, but I always like to check just have... in case. I don't want to presume anything. All right, in which case then, it is Gundren who also needs to see if he too is restrained, which he is right now, as the webbing also has wrapped itself around him. So currently, of the restrained folk, it is Sergei and Gundren. Gundren is going to try and use... Gundren is going to try and use his... Oh, I mean, that's a good time for a natural 20 to break free of the web. So yes. I'm afraid, Sergei, it is just you now. It's restrained. As
go, my sweet child.
Gundren is like... trying to break free of this web. Now, the question is what does he want to do? Because there's not really anywhere for him to go other than closer to the black spider or down. I think he's going to try and climb down the ledge. I think at this point, which is risky business.
There's a rogue on the other end going...
Well, particularly given that he's just failed his athletics check to climb
down. Just slip and break his neck.
So,
oh, God.
Hang on a second.
Hey, how's it hanging, Gundren? Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
All right, he only takes 1 point of damage as he drops to the ground. One from his, how many hit points? 4 hit points. So he falls and he lands kind of badly, but not like a full Bionka splat on the ground next to you. Johan, it's more kind of like a botched landing as opposed to a full-blown fall. As he kind of looks to you and he goes, oh, hello. as he kind of looks up to you as you're clinging onto the ledge. All right.
You're all right?
He says, yep, I'll be fine. All right, that's going to be his go. Now is the Black Spider's go, who is engaged currently with Saga and Thoric. Now, this is interesting. What is he going to do now?
Surrender.
Give up.
It was an option, Wayne. You know, it'd be a real dynamic to the campaign.
What's that? What option? Surrender?
I mean, it seems like everything we fight either fights to the death or runs away. Yeah.
Well, why are they gonna want to surrender?
It would really keep us on our toes.
Wishful thinking.
Let me see here.
The moment when the DM is just looking through all the spells that they have at their disposal is always a terrible feeling.
Well,
okay. Let me see here. I think he's going to go for... Yeah, I think he's going to go for... As he stood in front of you, he... spins his staff around in a rather impressive looking flurry. And then he is going to fire off a magic missile. 3 of them, all headed for you, Saga, at this point. 4. So the first dart is 4, second dart is 4, and the third dart is 5. So that is 13 points of force damage as these magic missiles fly straight towards you. And even as you try and kind of step aside from them, they're almost like homing missiles. Just strike at you with bursts of arcane force, sparking off of your... I believe you've got that nice breastplate on, huh?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Since it's force damage...
Yes.
Is that half?
No, that is not halved. You are going to take the...
Good try.
...the full lot there, I'm afraid.
Okay.
13. Let me see here.
I'm trying to say 24.
Fucked up, Black Spider.
And then I think that is going to be his go.
Mm-hmm.
Johan, the Black Spider has not come for you, but Gundren has dropped down below you. What would you like to do? The webbing is just kind of above you at this point, so you would have to do a dex save to enter it to see if you are restrained or not.
Well, the dex save doesn't sound too bad for me.
I mean, you're a rogue, right?
Yeah. But I am also Johan, so...
True.
Would it be possible... I have a harebrained scheme in mind.
Uh-oh.
To vault over the webbing.
The webbing
in an acrobatic motion.
Yeah, so the webbing is a 20-foot cube. So it reaches the ceiling from where you are, basically.
Oh, right. Well, I best just chance myself with the deck save then, eh?
I thought the same with my boots, then I remembered it was a cube, and I was like, ah, yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Stupid cube.
All right, so this you're vaulting up then and entering into the webbed area, yeah?
In as much as I can vault.
All right, could I get a dexterity saving throw from you then, please?
Oh. 12.
12 is not going to pass, I'm afraid. as you kind of pull yourself up into the webbed area, but unfortunately it does kind of wrap itself around you almost, so you are now restrained. Now, you haven't actually used an action yet, you've only moved. So you do still have the option to use your action to... try and break free of the webbing. Otherwise, you are restrained.
I'll do that.
Alright. So that'll be a strength check then for your action.
Strengthy. Oh, that's a dirty 20.
Oh, very nice. So as quickly as the webbing is kind of all over you and in your face, you manage to burst out of it, tearing it all kind of off you. So you are not restrained, but you are now limited to movement through difficult terrain and a bonus action.
Obviously, it's Johan's natural reaction to just Leroy Jenkins and... I don't have the HP for that. Hearing the damage, I move through difficult terrain in Saga's direction.
Okay.
And we'll use... Can I use a bonus action to hide behind Saga?
not really, I'm afraid. Because you need to kind of be out of his line of sight.
You know.
And I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to justify that one. You can have cover from Saga, certainly. So she'll give you an extra 2 to your armor class by standing behind her.
Okay.
You won't be able to hide behind her.
Then I'll use my companions as cover.
Alright. Alright, cool.
I'll kind of sidle up, try and like get through this stuff with as much might as I can master, and like ends up behind Saga and goes, "Are you alright?"
It's like a Skyrim NPC.
Bias Yura.
Are you alright? Somebody stole your sweet roll.
Yeah, I didn't realize I'd said the exact same thing to Gundry. What ails you?
Any bonus action from you there, Johan?
I can but dash, disengage, and hide. So I can. Can I ready an action?
You've already used your action, unfortunately, to break free of the web. So I guess that's probably you done then. In that case, huh?
Then I stare.
What, at my back?
Baby got back.
You asked for it. It's time for the smolder. All right, Thoric, you're up. You are currently seething at the black spider, whose shit-eating grin has kind of been wiped from his face a little bit. It's kind of turning into a snarl at this point as Saga is free of the web.
And I'm still in the web. Technically.
You are still in the web, so I do need you to make another dex save, please. Yeah.
That is a 19.
Wonderful. So you managed to avoid getting trapped in any of the webbing, which means you are free to move as you would normally, essentially, because you're kind of right on the edge of the webbing. So
I like just use my body weight and use my warhammer and shield to like tear through it. And I do like a small little roll, just the 5 foot.
Nice.
So I'm flanking with Saga.
Very
on the opposite
nice.
Side.
Yes.
Use my shield hand to like pull the webs out of my mouth and beard.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of like whip my hammer and just no words, just
yeah.
Just pure, just smack him with the hammer. 4A, dudley d, dudley dum d. 16 to hit.
Ooh, you swing your hammer, strike, and there's almost like a flash of purple. As some magical defense just buckles underneath your hammer. Roll for damage for me, please.
Mm. Oh, it goes through. Oh,
it does.
Oh, I thought he cast shield or something to stop me. 4 + 3, 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
7 points of bludgeoning damage. As, again, that... shit-eating grin turns even more and more into a snarl as he lets out a... Ah! Anything else you have to do?
Not so tough at this close distance, are you?
He says nothing immediately to you, but you see he is very much now assessing the fact that he's very much flanked by... arguably, with Johan being in his fragile state, the two hardest hitters of the party right now. And he looks a little bit more concerned than perhaps he was only a few seconds ago. Anything else you'd like to do?
As well he should be. No, thank you. That is me.
Wonderful. Sergei, you are currently restrained.
I am.
You are welcome to try and use an action to break free. Or you can obviously attack as normal, but you would be doing so with disadvantage.
Okay. I, like an annoying child, would like to look towards the black spider and go, "Hey, dipshit, forget about me." And in that, I'm going to lace it with some vicious words as I cast Vicious Mockery on
Ooh,
him.
Very nice. Talk me through Vicious Mockery.
Could he make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Alrighty. He certainly can. And that is going to be... Oh! An 11.
My save. Well, excuse me, my save is a 13, so he fails.
Wonderful.
He will have disadvantage on his next attack roll. It makes before the end of its next turn. And and not fifth level, so just a d4 of psychic, 3 hit points of psychic damage.
Ooh. And again, that that snarl now becoming a look of a little bit more concern as he looks around at you, Sergei. Clearly, he had not really paid you much heed as he was focusing so much on Thoric and Saga. And now, a look of concern, as I say, on his face.
Cool.
Rather than a snarl.
And then I'm just going to relax in the webbing, get cozy, just hang out. Just get to know the little spiders next to me.
Kind of like using it as a hammock.
Yeah. Let's just see you here. Oh, I'm Sergei. What's your name? Yeah, you don't talk.
All right. That brings us then to the top of round 3. Saga, you are flanking the black spider now with Thoric. Johan is behind you. He's just asked you how you are. What would you like to do?
Well, at the how you, you know, how are you or whatever, she's kind of roll her eyes. You can't see this, but you can probably guess. Rolls her eyes. And then I'm going to grapple this bitch.
Ooh, we're going for a grapple.
Yes, I want him bloody restrained because before he slips off again.
Okay, so this is a contested strength check, right?
I presume so.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Roll athletics, I think you can use if you like.
Oh, yes, I would like to use
that. That's what I'll rule for now anyway. I'm pretty sure that's kosher, but...
11? It's not great.
I'm afraid not. He's rolled 16.
Fuck off.
As you lunge towards him to try and grapple him, but he's just a little bit too quick and just sidesteps your lunge. Anything else you'd like to do?
That's an action, isn't it? Attempting to grapple.
I'm afraid so, yes. I think it counts as an attack action, though. As part of an attack, I think.
I believe you can do it as one of your attacks.
Yes, so I believe you still have an additional attack, I think.
I have extra attack.
You do Ooh. Have extra attack.
Yes, I'm gonna... The great sword comes out then, if he slips past.
So when you want to grab it, you can use the attack action to make a special melee attack. So it is part of your attack action. Yes. Good. If you're able to make multiple attacks with the attack action, this attack replaces one of them.
Yes.
So you Good. Are able to attack again.
Yes, so... Attack.
Swing great sword. That greatsword.
That's cocked. So is that one. Sorry, it was Sorry. Cocked. I swear. Nat 20.
Ooh. Wonderful. Roll double your damage dice then. And your usual modifier.
That's 4d6.
Oh.
Wow, that's more than 3d6.
Okay. 5, 8, 8 plus 3, 12, and I'm going to use one of my last thingy doodahs known as superiority dice. What words there for a second? This one is a goading attack.
Okay.
Which means Halfren has disadvantage on attacking everyone else apart from me. So that adds an extra 2 damage.
So we're going for a total of...
I said, so 8 plus... fuck's sake. 8 Sorry. Plus 11, 13 damage.
13 points of damage. Which puts him into a critical condition. It's not enough to take him down, but he's in critical condition right now. So how are you going to go about doing that?
It is slash from hip to the posing.
Nice. And he really stumbles back as this gash just appears. Again, that familiar flash that happens as his magical defenses buckle under your blade. And this huge gash that is just pouring out blood at this point as he staggers back. A real look of not even concern anymore, but pure panic at this point sets in. Anything else you'd like to do?
That is it.
Okay.
Wayne.
Yes.
Is web concentration or is it just up?
Do you know what? You are completely right. It is concentration.
Is it concentration?
It is concentration, yes. you are completely right. Actually, how much damage did you do, Thoric?
I did.
I might have to retcon something.
Don't retcon the one for Thoric. It doesn't matter.
You sure?
No, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
All right. Okay.
We've done all the things. Otherwise, Johan would have done
something different.
Yeah, to
be fair, that does mess a few. Well, it messes Sergei up, I suppose.
He's having a lovely time.
He is having
a great time.
So, as this strike hits from you, Saga, not only do his magical defenses buckle under your hit, but so too does his concentration. As the webbing now dissipates, freeing you, Sergei.
Oh, goodbye, my spidery friends.
It is now Gundren's go, who is now kind of on the level below, all by himself, which, under the circumstances, I think is probably where he's going to stay. So he's just going to ready himself to punch anybody that comes down that's obviously hostile, not you guys. And that's going to be his turn. Now it is time for the Black Spider's go.
Oh.
A look of real concern is very much on his face. And then you kind of watch as he tries to compose himself. And he says to you, "Well, perhaps it is time for me to make my escape once again." As he spins his staff in the air and casts darkness.
Oh, fucker.
Which means that there is now a 15-foot radius sphere centered on the area that he has stood of magical darkness, which means essentially you are all currently blinded. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.